Tennyson by Linda LaPlante, read by Julie Teal, with an introduction by the author.
It was Monday afternoon, and Jane was sitting in her usual seat at the rear of the top deck of the 253 bus as it travelled up Mare Street in Hackney. Popping the single plastic earphone into her ear, she turned on her prize Zephyr pocket radio, which she treated herself to after her first month's wages in the training college. She tuned into Radio Caroline on medium wave, and although she knew it was a pirate radio station, it didn't bother her, as she was a huge fan of the rock music they played. The DJ, Spangles Muldoon, announced that the next song was the Janis Joplin hit, Piece of My Heart. Jane was a big Joplin fan, and often reminisced about how lucky she'd been to see her in concert at the Royal Albert Hall for her 18th birthday. Although she'd been sitting in the gods, it had been an electrifying and unforgettable experience, watching Joplin strutting and dancing, all the time holding the audience spellbound through the power and emotion of her amazingly soulful voice. As the song began, Jane turned up the volume. Jane was singing along to herself when the bus suddenly jerked to a halt, causing her to lurch forward and nearly drop her radio. She peered from the window and sighed. It was still raining. The light drizzle when she got on the bus had now turned to a dark-skied downpour. She wished she'd worn her uniform cape, but she always kept it at the station in her locker. When Jane had first arrived at Hackney Police Station as a probationer, her reporting sergeant had advised her not to stand out on public transport wearing half blues. You didn't want to be recognised as a copper, he'd said, and have an egg chucked at you, or be forced by a bus conductor to step into a trivial situation that might escalate because you were Old Bill. Instead, she wore a buttoned-up black trench coat to hide her police uniform and was carrying her police hat in a plastic carrier bag. Jane looked at her watch and saw that it was 2:40. She was due on parade at 2 o'clock for a late shift until 10 p.m. She glanced at the mirror by the stairs and saw an elderly man being helped on board by the conductor. She had 3 more stops before she had to get off at the station in Lower Clapton Road. It often amused her to think of the time years ago when she'd been driven to Hackney by her father, who had some business to attend to. He had gestured to the run-down housing estates and shaken his head in disgust, saying it was a part of London he detested. Jane, aged 14, couldn't help but agree with him. Compared to Maida Vale, where they lived, it looked like a dump and seemed a very grey and unfriendly part of London. She recalled being horrified reading newspaper articles about the trial of the notorious East End brothers Ronnie and Reggie Cray, and how they'd lured Jack the Hat McVitie to a party in Hackney, where Reggie stabbed him repeatedly in the neck and body with a carving knife. Jane smiled to herself at the irony. Little could she have imagined back then that her first posting as a probationary WPC, aged 22, after 16 weeks at the Metropolitan Police Force's training college in Hendon, would be in the very area she considered a dump.